Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Welcome back. Áine Curry here, sitting in for Cullum. Still with me, our Fianna Fáil Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, Niamh Smith, Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats and Sinn Féin TD, Sorka Clark. We're going to talk now about drones, and we've been joined in the studio by Bobby Healy, who is CEO of a drone delivery company. It's called Manna, and it's currently operational in one part of Dublin with plans to expand elsewhere. Gary Gannon, you were on your feet in the Dáil talking about this, something I know you have a lot of passionate beliefs on. What are your concerns?
I have a lot of passionate beliefs on many things.
One of your many
many passionate beliefs, myself and Ruth Coppinger.
So a fight for our skies. What are your concerns?
So we've had a number of residents who've contacted us. Obviously, there are drone operators happening. They're actually drone, in terms of delivery drones, they're happening in Blanchardstown and in Castleknock at the moment. There are other kind of independent drones being flown everywhere. I suppose the concerns we were raising was just about the absence of regulation when it comes to them. You know, there is very clear regulation when it comes to the flying, well, I wouldn't say clear, but the flying of drones. But how drones are experienced is not really something that we've really had a good conversation yet. You know, drones, the noise of drones, for a person with a sensory issue, for people having drones flying over their back gardens, there is an intrusion within that we actually do need to be in front of now. So I'm by no means a luddite when it comes to this issue, but I think the absence of regulation, understanding when a technology like this emerges, it starts off small but then it grows more increasing. I think this has significant issues that we haven't discussed yet in terms of even workers' rights. When you take away the lads, the delivery lads who I see flying up and down my road every day, I don't want to see a scenario where those lads are out of work either. I think drones have huge potential in terms of deliveries. I think in our cities, our towns, our villages though, I'm a little bit concerned as to how that progresses, and I'm interested to hear how Bobby will tell me how that's progressing. But I do think we need a few regulations.
Okay, and before we bring in Bobby, we're going to hear from some people and some voices from around the country who recently shared their thoughts on drones when Cullum O'Mungon was recently presenting Liveline. Let's take a listen.
So I'm living in Dublin 15, and I also live in a small terraced house, so our gardens are very small. So when they're delivering to my neighbour, the drone is actually over my garden, and there's privacy issues there as well. And it's like a scene out of the Minority Report. You're kind of waiting on Tom Cruise to come down on a rope.
You can't fly a drone over someone's back garden while they're sitting out the back sunbathing, things like that, or hovering around their windows, their bedroom windows. But in relation to flying over the countryside and things like that, that you, landscape that you want to take photographs or video, and you happen to catch somebody from 50 metres high or 100 metres high, you know, they're only going to look like an ant in the film anyway.
I was in my garden one day and one flew past my ear. And another day I looked out and there was a fellow flying a drone back and forth over the back gardens and looking in the windows of the houses across the green from me.
All right, okay.
I got onto the Gardaí about it. But I mean, there's just no restrictions on these things, you know. And one day somebody's going to have an accident.
Yeah, I'm a farmer, yeah. We were out fencing one day and one came to within 15 feet of us. Now, what was it doing looking at us? I don't know who... Like, I don't know who was driving it. This is the problem. And I don't know what their intentions were. You know, and I suppose there's two aspects here, really. Number one is, you know, it could worry livestock. I've heard of a very serious incident where a guy was in a shed during the winter time with his cattle. He was doing something, like cleaning out a water trough or something. And a drone came along, hovered by the farm building, and startled the cattle. And all the cattle ran towards him. If a herd of animals all of a sudden decide to move in a certain direction, you know, there is no stopping them.
Bobby Healy, you're an entrepreneur, you're an innovator, you're moving quickly here, you're trying to kind of have the first mover advantage. Yeah. When you listen, though, to some of the, I think, genuine, legitimate concerns there, would you accept there is a need for regulations to keep pace, keep speed with what it is you're trying to build?
No, 100%. But we are regulated, as you know, by the European regulator, the aviation regulator. But, you know, I don't disagree with anything Gary said there. And I especially don't disagree with anything that those callers said. There's a lot of lack of understanding, I would guess, about what commercial drone operators would do versus a private, somebody that has a drone that's flying around, and the lady that was talking about doesn't know if they're looking at her, all that stuff. So we've had about 80 complaints since we've been operating about a year and a half in Dublin 15.
And you've done, what, about 170,000 deliveries at this point?
No, Dublin 15, about 40,000 deliveries.
Okay, so in total.
In total, about 200,000 deliveries. And all of the complaints have a common theme. It is a fear of the Minority Report, the unknown. It's difficult for us to get all the information out to people, but there's obviously nobody able to see into anyone's garden, anything even close to it.
Because you have to be GDPR compliant, you're having to respect people's privacy. Yeah. But just give us a couple of facts about how big this is, the weights it can carry, how it operates when it comes into someone's back garden.
Yeah, so when we arrive over a garden, we arrive at about 65 metres and then we descend to 14 metres and we open the cargo bay doors and the product up to 2 kilos will descend from the drone, like Tom Cruise actually, out of the roof and land on the garden.
And the drone itself is about the size of what?
It's just to paint a picture for listeners. It's exactly the same size as a seagull with its wings open and it's white as well, intentionally.
Okay.
And at that point, that's the point where one of our remote pilots up in Glasnevin can actually see down to make sure there's nobody underneath the aircraft from safety point of view with a very low res camera. Nothing's recorded and they can really only see that 2 metres diameter flat place where we deliver the product onto. So there really is truly not.
But that camera is only what? Facing down on the garden space
down,
and it's not kept.
Correct. Low resolution. There's no recording whatsoever. It is fully GDPR compliant. You know, all that's just words to most people. I can say truthfully that everyone should be happy to be at sunbathing in the garden because we can't see
but
them.
But it is noisy. And I was just looking, when you're cruising at 50 metres, a Mano drone sounds at 60 decibels for a listener on the ground, said an IAA, so the Irish Airport Authority, last year. When lower for delivery, the sound is about 65 decibels. It's loud enough. Would you accept it's noisy? Is that something you're trying to kind of reduce and minimise?
I wouldn't describe it as noisy. So if we fly overhead your house, let's say, it's 56 decibels, which is significantly less noise than a car going by, for example, would be. And we're there for 10 seconds. So it's 10 seconds for our total volume in the whole of Dublin 15. The propensity for us to be over your house would be once a day, maybe twice a day on average.
But on Friday nights and Saturday nights when deliveries are peaking.
I'm talking about that. I'm talking about peak. Saturdays are the peak. And then the sound when we deliver. So I would say if we get any concerns from residents, it's 90% of them are about privacy. They're really worried about their privacy. It's a much smaller fraction. And Fingal Council have only gotten 30 complaints about us in a year and a half of being there. So we get more complaints directly, which is the way it should be, I think, because we can give customers or residents the data they need. But we have new propellers out now. We've just rolled out that are 40% more quiet than our existing ones. And we do continually invest in this. This is a new industry with new technology, and it's getting better and better. And so we certainly believe that we're significantly less noise than nearby road traffic, that's for sure.
And presumably that can, you think, come down even over time if you're at 40 decibels.
There's more important benefits. I have 4 young children living in Rathfarnham. If road delivery driver is 1 in 3 road delivery drivers are in an accident of some sort, most of them involving collisions with people or other cars. It is dangerous to have those existing cars on the road, forgetting even about the green factor. I don't want, you know, food delivery drivers racing around my estate while my kids are playing football.
Gary Gannon, to bring you back in there, like, Bobby accepts more regulations may be needed. It's fully regulated at the moment. What more would you like to see? Like, this is referenced in the programme for government.
Yeah.
But you have a concern about the experience for those with sensory issues.
I do, but also
the
regulation. Even Bobby, when you mentioned there about Fingal County not having only received 30 complaints, but they don't have any regulation. Even if they were to act on those complaints, you can't actually do anything about it, can they? So, I mean, the fact that we have a body who people are complaining to who actually have no function demonstrates to me perfectly the confusion, the absence of regulation around this. But then there is going to be an area where obviously 10 seconds going over somebody's house once a day, but we know this will increase. I mean, hopefully your business model will rely upon that. But then there are also people who have sensory issues as they descend, somebody with autism. I mean, it's a very different scenario to look up and see a vehicle from the sky unmanned than there is to see a lad coming into you on a bicycle, hopefully. And now, in issues with the 1 in 3 people having road traffic.
Nobody is on a bicycle in Dublin 15 delivering. They're all in cars. So, every one of them.
That may be the case. But even with the 1 in 3 road traffic accidents, I mean, we obviously would like to see improved cycle lanes, all of that sort of fact. But that's not a justification for having just more kind of absence of regulations and drones going through the sky, and that there are also going to be displacement of workers. I do have a fear around that also. And I mean, it's
so
not
what's needed, Gary Gannon, though? Like,
can I address the replacement of workers?
Say again?
I mean, can I address that?
Because, go for it.
You know, so directly, I mean, we've got 120 people working in Glasnevin. In Blanchardstown alone, there's 35 people there working for us, most of them out of DCU, the Dublin North University, we would be a massive creator directly of jobs here, replacing, you know, row-based delivery drivers. I'd love those guys to be working for us, you know, operating the drones. So it's very positive. And then the indirect business as well, like the butchers, Gleason's Butchers in Dublin have a great product now, getting 150,000
customers.
To bring
you in, because some digital transformation, AI, this whole area does come under your department, where presumably you want to see more founders, innovators like Bobby, but equally you have to think about regulations here. What can we expect to see under Programme for Government, where there is a reference to the role of the Irish Aviation Authority? What do you want to see in terms of regulations? What are you seeing happening when it comes to even quiet zones? Are we going to see more of that if regulations don't catch up here, that people will resort to basically trying to classify their areas as no-go to fly zones?
So firstly, only can I say I sat, had the pleasure sitting with Bobby on a discussion panel in Dogpatch there recently with the French Minister for Artificial Intelligence. And when you hear Bobby's story around the creative piece, the innovation piece and the growth of his company too, it's really exciting technology and really great to hear that, you know, those highly skilled jobs could be what is replacing the delivery gentleman on the bikes that you're talking about, Gary. And hopefully that will be the case. Around the regulation, government accepts that, you know, there is a piece on regulation to be done here. And Minister Dara O'Brien is working on a policy framework around this. I mean, the piece around noise, the piece around the frequency of it, the piece around the routes themselves, that all has to be worked out. And for Bobby's business to grow, government has a responsibility.
So what's the timeline for that? So that speed of innovation can keep pace with regulations. Is there a timeline?
This summer.
So what will we see this summer?
This summer is when Minister Dara O'Brien has said he would like his draft policy piece on the regulation around drones to be published.
So what could we see in there? Well, speculate for us.
Well, I was speculating already there, and it's always a very dangerous thing to do. But I think, I mean, the question, and Gary's been very vocal on this, my own colleague Paul McAuliffe has been very vocal on this around the residents and the protection of safety. But I think, you know, there is a body of work to be done there in informing the public about what they don't have to worry about. That privacy piece, that people are not looking in their back gardens, that they're not looking in their bedroom windows. But obviously we have a body of work to do in informing the public around that.
You're going to also have to bring along some of your own government colleagues. Like, I was listening to Minister Jerry Buttermer recently in the Dáil, actually in an exchange with Gary Gannon beside you, and he said there must be other ways of being able to get home deliveries done. Now, he did go on, to be fair, to say we're all in favour of innovation, and I will go back and talk to the Department of Transport. We see similar concerns being voiced by Eimear Curry. Yeah. So government have to be brought along on this as well.
No, I think government's very much in terms of the view that this is important technology. We're talking about the commercial side of it right here, right now, because that's Bobby's area. But obviously drones, and perhaps I don't, maybe you can contradict me, Bobby, but drones are incredibly important in terms of the delivery of medical products.
We have a defibrillator service.
Well, have you delivered defibrillators? Yeah,
it's in the Irish Times. Look it up. We've done a delivery service. In fact, the professor of cardiology services for the HSE said that if we roll this out across the country, we will save 900 lives a year.
How many defibrillators have you?
Well, thankfully, none we've had to deliver.
Oh, you have the capacity to do it.
Yeah, and we're trying to integrate it into the 999 service. So, I mean, we can get a defibrillator anywhere in Dublin in 3 minutes. Anywhere in Dublin.
So there is a real upside to that.
I think government is
on track for this. I mean, we want to nurture that innovation, that creativity and that technology piece.
So, Clark, to bring you in, like, you're listening there to the merits from Bobby and Niamh on this innovation. Mm. Do you hold similar concerns to Gary, though? What are you hearing from community groups?
My colleague, Pat Daly, would be delighted to hear this summer, because when he put this issue to the minister a number of weeks ago, he was told at some point in the future this is going to come. But we've had public consultations in 2022. There was more in 2024. It's in the programme for government. We've had steering groups and we've had three review groups. We still don't have a definitive timeline on a framework. And the issue here, to my mind, is that technology is, and the innovation, which you rightly speak about, has moved so far past where we currently have regulation and legislation, that it's essentially made both of them useless. The IAA have come out and said, well, actually, they can only look at the mechanical safety of commercial drones and nothing else. Now, I don't like to think of any industry, reputable or otherwise, operating in an area where there is no framework. Now, you spoke about your four kids. I have four kids. Two of them are on the spectrum. I'm telling you, a drone flying over my backyard and it would be a recipe for all forms of disaster. Do you know what I mean? So that needs to be taken into consideration here. Do I think there is the potential for a positive to come out of this? You know what? Probably. Mm. However, what would trump that is that everybody has a legal right to enjoy their home. And what if people aren't enjoying their home because that has been infringed upon by drone operators,
and this
that needs to take priority here. You cannot throw somebody's legal right to have to enjoy their own home out on the basis of corporate profits, particularly for those who may be using drones for nefarious reasons. Like Bobby has outlined very articulately what you do and the positive that could come with yours, particularly in relation to the defibrillators. And in areas like mine, which is a huge rural population, I can see the positive for that. I can see the support that would give to our community.
Where you'd
first
suddenly
responders.
Be giving local businesses huge opportunities over miles and miles to actually
deliver.
Whether
the range would be, I don't know what the range of a commercial drone is. I'm not going
to
say
you
otherwise.
You can choose.
Well, my constituents, 3,000 square kilometres. How's that going to work?
Doable, but hard.
Do you know what I mean? Is there a role? Yes, there potentially is one. But let's nail the framework first.
Yeah,
let's
we
get those guys
in
and Smith, to bring you back in, like we're talking about examples like Bobby's, which are commercial, regulated, GDPR compliant. We also know there is operators of drones that are not probably signing up their devices and being regulated. And we've seen it at Dublin Airport. What about those instances at Dublin Airport in terms of the detection technology? How much of an issue is that now still for airports around the country? And again, Irish Airport Authority and the likes being supported by speed of legislation and increased powers.
Well, I have no doubt that the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, would be very cognizant of that and the impact it would have on Dublin Airport. And we have seen incidents in the past where flights were cancelled and all sorts of things happening because of drones and the impact that has on the passengers and the company and Aer Lingus and everybody. So it really goes back to the point how important this policy framework is on it and getting that draft reported. And after the list of stuff that Eric is after reading in terms of reports and reviews and everything else, I have no doubt that Minister O'Brien will stick to the commitment of having this published as quickly as possible. I've said somewhere, and I certainly hope that would be the case, because there is the spurious users of drones and technology that isn't always for good. So we have to stay on top of that as well as, and more importantly obviously too, is not to stifle that innovation. And it really would, if when we have that framework in place, it should help companies like Bobby's and others that are coming downstream to be able to operate in a way that is ethical for the citizens of the country.
Because we did put in the query to the Department of Transport, and it would look like Dublin Airport has both drone detection technology and counter-drone technology. The question will remain of what of other airports in Ireland, but we can see, even just for the Gardaí now, like they're having to kind of put out public requests when they're doing investigations and following inquiries that there needs to be no drone zones now. Like it's just getting... Yeah.
Well, it's just like this morning I heard on RTE coming up about, the Gardaí having to put out the request for people to take off social media that young person who tragically drowned. Yeah. Your own, I suppose, moral compass has to come into it too. We can't control that. But that again is why the regulation and the framework is so important, that that people who are not using it for good can be prevented from using it and that companies like Bobby's can grow.
Gary Gannon, Social Democrats, like when you look at Dublin City Council, which has its own drone unit now, clearly they're trying to prepare for a world in which this becomes more expansive. Do you see some merits in it? You know, when we talk about the defibrillators earlier and blood transfusions.
Yes, sorry, in the much discussed topical, I think it was the most talked about topical I've ever had in the Dáil when it brought up drones. Like, I did make that point. I know this technology is going to happen. I know there's a lot of merit in what this technology can do for us, but it's operating without a regulatory framework. And I just think within that, I think expediting that particular area would actually do everybody good. So that was the point I was making. Technology happens, whether we like it or not. I think this innovation is very worthy. I would like to see Bobby and his company being supported in the terms of with the regulation that requires to make their jobs easier. And actually, because I do think this has really good functions for us. I mean, particularly in remoter parts of the country, this means something that's actually going to be very expansive and changing for the communities there in a very positive way.
Okay, well, Bobby Healy, thank you for joining us here in studio to discuss the merits of drone technology.